Rising out of this hard pack was a pole. The street sign on top was no different from those she'd seen in all sorts of towns, at intersections in New York City, for that matter. The one indicating the short road said, Odds Lane. It was the other that thrilled her heart, however. Tower Road, it read. 3. All but one of the cottages clustered around the intersection were deserted, and many lay in half-buried heaps, broken beneath the weight of accumulating snow. One, however, it was about three-quarters of the way down the left-hand arm of Odds Lane, was clearly different from the others. The roof had been mostly cleared of its potentially crushing weight of snow, and a path had been shoveled from the lane to the front door. It was from the chimney of this quaint tree-surrounded cottage that the smoke was issuing, feather-white. One window was lit a wholesome butter-yellow, too, but it was the smoke that captured Susanna's eye. As far as she was concerned, it was the final touch. The only question in her mind was who would answer the door when they knocked. Would it be Hansel or his sister Gretel? And were those two twins? Had anyone ever researched the matter? Perhaps it would be Little Red Riding Hood or Goldilocks wearing a guilty goatee of porridge. Maybe we should just pass it by, she said, aware that she had dropped her voice to a near whisper, even though they were still on the high snowbank created by the plow. Give it a miss and say thank you. She gestured to the sign reading Tower Road. We've got a clear way, Roland. Maybe we ought to take it. And if we should, do you think that Mordred will? Roland asked. Do you think he'll simply pass by and leave whoever lives there in peace? Here was a question that hadn't even occurred to her, and of course the answer was no.